Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me. Happy midweek, guys. It is Wednesday morning. And here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, spring is coming in, which I absolutely love. And we got a great show coming up this weekend. We'll be talking a little bit more spring stuff. But today in this kind of midweek special update that we do, I wanted to talk about something that's a big deal out there. And I like protecting small businesses. But I tell you what, there are companies out there right now that are big companies that are absolutely ripping off, and I mean ripping off, small inventors, people out there that are selling products that they have designed and they have put their blood, sweat, and tears in. What company am I talking about? Vivor. Yeah, you might see them. If you go to Vivor out there, these guys are a Chinese company and they are widely known for stealing patents and intellectual property from American companies. I can go down here and see so many things that are just absolute blatant ripoffs. And I'm talking tools, for instance. I can go down and just see all of these things that these companies out there have done a great job to develop, build, file patents for. I mean, great example. I was sitting here looking online and this came up. And I'm looking right here, $115 Vivor electric vacuum suction cup. And in my opinion, they are 100% ripping off the Grabo power tool. And it absolutely drives me insane. There are so many brands. I can go on to this thing and look at just how these guys are taking intellectual property. And if you go online, you can see all the stuff that these guys are ripping off, and they have so many lawsuits for patent infringement. But here's the problem. They are copying this stuff. They're having it made cheaper with lower quality stuff. Like this one here is $115 that they're selling. Here's the issue. If you're going to be a company like Grabo, for instance, and here's the problem. They're going to spend millions of dollars suing a Chinese company that is selling over here that is 100% ripping them off. But they're going to spend millions of dollars. So do you go after them? Can you even track it down? And so it really drives me nuts watching these guys out there. And we've talked about this in the past, but I can go through and just take a look at the sprinkler hoses and, you know, they have, for instance, under watering essentials. I'm not going to mention this brand because I'm not trying to advertise for these guys, but they have a retractable hose reel that is just like the other ones you see out there by the popular brand that's out there. And they're knocking it off for half the price. And is it cheap? Yeah, you can see it's cheap. It's not nice like the other one is, but they're making it as a copy of that. And it absolutely drives me nuts. And so I think what I want to do is I want to sit here and maybe do a video series on some of this. So we'll talk more about that down the road. But be careful, guys. I don't want to tell you what to do here, but I think it's absolutely wrong supporting these companies that are knocking stuff off. And I think it'd be a lot of fun to do some exposés on some of this stuff, because I want to be able to go in here and go, no, we're not doing this. And I think I would like to take the real thing and compare it to the not so real thing. So we're going to have some fun with that. And I'm going to expose this here, because I tell you what, the last thing I want to see is small companies that are paying enough right now trying to do work in our economy that we have out here with tariffs and everything else, which can either be hurting you or harming you, depending on what side of the fence you're on. But I want to make sure that I'm exposing these guys. So when you guys are out shopping, you think a little bit and go, wow, wait a minute, Eric's right on that. Why are we giving the Chinese government here our money when there are American companies making this stuff, selling this stuff, and these guys are ripping off on their hard work? So I think we need to have Congress or somebody step in, which I hate to say is going to be super tough to do, but I tell you what, somebody needs to step in and absorb. Maybe it is the U.S. government. Maybe they step up and say, hey, on this patent infringement stuff like this, we're going to go out and we're going to cover those costs for you. And when we recover them, we'll put it back into our coffers for the court costs and stuff and keep it going. Because if you sue Vivor and they go, yeah, that's a blatant ripoff, and they get paid, great. They can pay for the lawyer's fees and cover it. So that's how I see it. I hope companies can do that. And I hope that we can get our government to step in here and to say enough of this madness, because it's madness to me. I don't like it. I think it's going to be a huge problem down the road. And Amazon has been getting a little better on this stuff. But since Vivor is the one making it and they're farming it out to people out there, they're basically taking a product, sending it off and say, make one just like it. And then, you know, weeks later, it's showing up on their page. And there's tons of lawsuits. You can jump up on there and take a look and see how many big companies are taking these guys to court. And rightfully so. We're seeing a ton of this stuff. Anyway, guys, just think a little bit about that when if you're on that site or others like Amazon, for instance, and you're seeing products that are just like the real one. You know, I talked about it last year. IQ did one. It's my favorite vice. And yeah, on Amazon, there's a direct ripoff and they're selling it for a little more than half the price, but I don't like it. So if we can stop that from happening, the better off we all are. And it's going to keep that business here in the US versus somebody that's just stealing it out of our back pockets. Nobody likes that. All right, guys, our next segment here, we're just going to talk about recalls real quick. There's a couple out there that are worth talking about. One of them is Electrolux Group recalls Frigidaire gas ranges due to burn hazard. The ovens in the range can experience a delayed ignition of the oven's bake burner, posing a risk of burn hazards to users. So consumers should stop using ovens in the recall ranges immediately and contact the Electrolux Group for a free repair. They will provide professional in-home installation of a new bake burner at no cost to consumers. But you can still use the cooktop, just no baking. And there's about almost 175,000 of those in the U.S. and 5,300 in Canada. And if you like cheap knives, Amazon recalls Amazon Basics Camping Folding Pocket Knives due to laceration hazards. And the folding mechanism on the blade can fail to remain properly secured in the closed position. So don't use the knife and register for the recall it over at Amazon where you got it. And then the last one I saw here, which was kind of interesting, there's a couple other little tiny ones in here. Wagner Spray Tech recalls 900 series power steamers due to burn hazard. The attached hose can get excessively hot and the nozzle gun can expel hot water during use after the trigger is engaged, posing a serious burn hazard. So don't use it. There's about 700,000 of these little things. And these have a steam, you know, hose. They're yellow. Wagner Spray Tech. So take a look at that. And you can find all these at cpsc.gov. That's the great place to find it right there. And that's stay on top of these things. Check for yourself. There's a lot of other kids stuff on there, as there always is. Here's one more thing I wanted to talk about today that's kind of interesting. I wanted to talk about kind of our building economy out there. Remodels, construction, that kind of things. It is so fascinating. I'm here in Portland, Oregon, as we talk about all the time in the show, in the metro area at least. And the thing that I see here is our remodeling and building locally is in its worst spirals for 15 or 20 years. It's not good. Not good at all. Well, here's the thing. Other states that aren't running it like we are doing great. So I am seeing so many of my friends that are building people around here, electricians, plumbers, all those guys, heading out to go work other jobs in other states. Maybe it's Utah, maybe it's Idaho. And it's been really rough here. And we're seeing that commercial properties. I'm seeing hotels. I'm seeing towers. I'm seeing buildings being sold at 30% of the perceived value, 20% of what they bought it for. I mean, we're seeing pennies on the dollar here on these things. And it is absolutely stunning to see how bad our commercial properties have gone down here. And a lot of that's because, well, just how they're running the city. And we're not going to get into that here. I mean, it's, you could watch the news, and Portland makes it all the time with, can you believe what they're doing over there? We're going to talk about a little bit on this weekend show, but I mean, they are actually trying to, in Oregon, there is a group of people, and this is the stupidest thing I've seen in a long time. I mean, this is retarded. This is how bad this is. They are trying to outlaw people killing animals for food. So yeah, can't go to the butcher, can't process chickens, can't process meat. You can't set out mouse traps. You can't poison mice, rats. They are going to make that, if they get their way, 100% illegal. So there goes the hunting. There goes the fishing. All of our fishing industry on the coast would be illegal. And it's absolutely insane. They almost have the 120 so thousand signatures. We'll talk about it on this weekend show a little bit, but come on. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I think we've got enough people eating tasty animals out there, the PETA people out there, saying, we need to pass this. Hopefully, we're smart enough here in Oregon. But my questions always arise when that happens, because I wonder sometimes how we made that happen and pass some of the stuff that happens during the initiative process. But considering Oregon just took 800,000 voters off the voter rolls here due to, air quotes, maintenance, we'll see if things go differently with the next voting time we have around here. So not getting into politics here, but just some of the crazy stuff we're seeing. If you're in one of the more reasonable states out there, be very happy that you're there. And we'll see what happens over here, because hopefully we'll have some common sense prevail, which has not been the case, but I'm thinking people are waking up a little bit and seeing the craziness here. All right, everybody, I'm going to wrap this up. Have a great rest of the week. I appreciate all of you out there. If you got a question or comment, just hit me up, aroundthehouseonline.com, and you can sit there and send a message to me. I'll answer you back. I always do. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House show. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite way to catch podcasts. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel, and you can find it at Around the House HQ, and ring that bell for updates. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.